Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we'll get to you, Larry, here in a second. Was yesterday's game a great sign for real potential moving forward now that they're 3-4, or was it just one good game? You can get your thoughts in with that coming up behind us. As we said, D'Amico Ryans and the coaches show. Be coming up at 5 o'clock right after us. And then you can catch a little Texans All Access after the coaches show. And then Monday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One, begins at 7 o'clock. The Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels. But Deebo Samuel, Terry
Marcus
McLaurin.
Marcus Mariota's out there,
Marcus
man.
Marcus Mariota, he gets Deebo and Terry McLaurin. Scary Terry back in the building. They will go on the road to Arrowhead to face the surging Kansas City Chiefs. So that's coming up on right after Mark Vandermeer, John Harris get done with the coaches show and Texans All Access, courtesy of Westwood One. T Mills Best Bets, Monday Night Football heavy. That's coming up here in a matter of moments. Larry, your thoughts on the big win yesterday?
Hey, Clint, I think that's yesterday was a positive sign in the right direction, because that's the kind of win we've been looking for all season. So I just wanted to get that little bit out the way before I get to what this call is about. I'm seeing them boys over there on Kirby a little sensitive and a little soft about this outside noise, huh, Coach? Hey, man, you're going to need a propane tank if I ever get those media credentials, because I'm going to come in there and be asking you them kind of questions that I really be wanting to ask. Because here's the thing, man. The outside noise is y'all's fault. And for you to say, and I think you would want to have this back, Coach, but for you to say it don't matter to y'all which way or one way or the other, hey, man, it matters to 70,000 folks who have to spend their vacation time and all their hard money to come over there and watch y'all not perform at the level that y'all told us y'all was going to play. Look here, man, I've been a Texan fan for 23 years, and I've had season tickets for 23 years that it cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and almost caused me to have to take my ass to therapy after that Seattle Seahawks game. But I'm going to tell you something, Coach. It's real for us out here. And if y'all haven't figured out real quick, your ass better toughen up if you're going to be in the state of Texas, because football is king here. And we expect big things from you, Coach, because you played here and you understand that. And as far as CJ goes, yesterday was the first time that I've seen him and his body language look like an elite quarterback this season. And I was on the news yesterday saying all I want CJ to do is go out there and play like he was the rookie of the year when he was rookie of the year. And he took his ass out there and did exactly like that with one of the games that they played, the best games he played this season. Look, you can't be sensitive when you playing a grown man sport. And we in the city of Houston have suffered since 1968 or whenever the Oilers were here to never get a Super Bowl. And if you ain't going to want no outside noise, don't go out there and play games like you play sometimes. And I'll tell you this, yesterday gave me hope, because when I was hearing all that outside noise, I was smiling ear to ear when y'all ass was in that locker room celebrating and all hollering.
All right, that is Larry and Stafford. And before we get to T-Mill's best bets, that's my thing. Like, for me, and I will take this back if there is something else shown. I just don't think it's been personal. Like, I don't think it's been outside of the lines of football, unless it's been brought that way, right? Like, last week when D'Amico said certain things that didn't go well, it didn't go the way he thought it should go during practice, and they didn't execute in the game, but then you had C.J. And then you had C.J. And Derek Stingley Jr. go the other way with it. I mean, that's just something that has to be responded to. They said it, right? So I don't think it's been personal. And I would walk back what I'm saying if there's been some personal stuff that he's talking about. But, I mean, when you go 2-4 and just look awful on offense for most parts of the season, and that was the biggest thing that you were trying to turn around, and the moves you made all just stunk it up. And like somebody on our show last week said, trash, trash, trash. When it looks like that, like, I mean that's the conversation, whether it's written or spoken. And then when it looks like it did Sunday, it's, hey, here they go. They look good. Can we? This is the team you're supposed to see.
Larry makes a great point. I mean, which is really the way that I think, I guess I expected D'Amico Ryans to kind of handle all this, which he didn't have to handle much of it in the first couple of seasons because, one, there wasn't much expectations when you first started, but you end up winning 10 and going the second round, and it's the same thing year two. You know, you got to look at it as, you know, the negative coverage is a response to the product that you've put out there, right? Yeah. And whether that be a poor offensive product, or that is silly decisions like rotating left guards, or it is the coaching staff constantly going to the media, and whether it's right or wrong or indifferent, it just, and you got to know that it's going to invite real questions. When you constantly, we're a year and a half. I mean, we're damn near 30 games into, well, these guys will just execute. It's not the system. It's these guys will just execute. They're doing what they're coached to do. Like, whether that's true or not, that is inviting. Like, well, damn, what's going on? Like, why would, are you saying you got a group that's not very coachable? Right? Is that the deal? Like, if they're not coachable, they're not doing what you guys are telling. So it almost invites it. And so it's just to Larry's point, I think Larry makes a great point of all of it is a response to what everybody sees on the field. And anybody that's being real, when you see positive, you talk positive. And you see, you know, but when it's mostly negative, it's mostly going to be negative unless you're trying to stroke D'Amico because you want to be his buddy.
Yeah. You know, like yesterday, he snuck it in. And then Nick Cayley did a good job today, and he's done a good job all year. No, he hasn't.
No, right, right.
Like, we're going to respond to that. That's not.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see, man. Look, the 2-4, 3-4, losing record, a disappointing season, start to the season. You can still turn it around. But when it's disappointing like that to the tune of losing twice the games that you win, obviously there's going to be some negative conversations.
All right,
hopefully you're having negative conversations in the building that ain't real comfortable too.
Yeah, check out T-Mill's Best Bets if you are looking to find those, as he had a really good week last week. They might be. Go to at T-Mill Real Deal, at T-Mill Real Deal, to go check out his bets on Monday night, see if you can win some money. All right, Clint, great job as always.
Twin Peaks, 290.
There you go,
right
Twin
now.
Peaks. Yeah, right now. Right now. You got to buy you some beers. Buy you some to drink.
Cold beer.
Cold one. There you go. Great job, Clint. Tyler, great job as always. D'Amico Ryan's show coming up behind us. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
It's so weak. It's the bully that constantly bullies, and then when somebody punches him back, runs to the corner. I've done it to women in my life. Create a problem, gaslight the hell out. The minute they bring it up, what the hell are you talking about? I just went to my buddy's house. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Knowing damn good and well, there were three different trips I went and did, you know. I mean.
You guys, good.
You can miss me with this freaking nonsense.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.